Thank you, Roger. And hello again, everybody. And we greet you here at the old Bob and Ray studio, looking out the picture window. It is one beautiful day.
Oh, boy. This has got to be one of Dr. Bob Harris's 10 best, I really think.
He only has eight left.
Has he got eight left?
We only have eight left. We'll talk to Dr. Bob a little later. And we'll ask him if this qualifies as one of his 10 best days. This
will be our last program in this series, if you haven't heard already. And we have a few things, some surprises that we've put on tape over the past 3 years that we've been here. And one that stands out in our memory was the day that Chester Frisbee, who writes the backstages, wasn't able to complete the script, as he usually does,
before airtime, and he was typing it as they were on the air. So let's relive that wonderful memory of a backstage episode here a couple of years ago, and then we'll get to today's episode.
That noise you hear in the background, can you hear it? Is
Can't get an idea.
Chester Hasbrook Frisbee, at the author producer of Mary Backstage. He is at a desk to my left, about 6 feet away. Apparently, still working on today's script. He told us yesterday that he'd kind of run into a blank wall as far as continuing the story. Chester, could you pause in your work just a minute? He's facing, making a long space there. Chet, come over here, would you please? You seem to be in trouble.
I'm in a dry well here.
Oh, I know. They go on in 1.5 hour. The actors are in there. They haven't had time for even to look at a script.
I am sweating gumdrops for the first time in my literary career.
And that has spanned a good half century.
Yes, it has. I just can't come up with an idea for the backstages for the day.
It's the first time that this has ever... Maybe some people could call in between now and 4 and give us an idea that would help you.
I'm really lost. I've
heard about writers running dry.
I've run out on the TV show. I've just gone as far as I can with that. Now I don't know what to do with the backstages except have them go home, and then I don't even know what they should say when they get there. Wait a minute. I
got an idea.
He's just been hit with a thought.
Harry can say,
Good.
Hello.
Yeah. What? Harry says hello.
Harry says, hello.
Do you want me to get Alan Levy from the newsroom to run these pages over as soon as they're done so they can start rehearsing at least?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Don't like that. He's tearing up another piece of paper. I'm a little bit worried, friends. This is one of our most popular features, Mary Backstage. It's been on the air for years intermittently, and we've never run into a situation where its writer, creator, author, producer, Chester Hasbrook Frisbee, has... run dry.
Bob and Ray, have you seen the scripts for Mary Backstage yet?
They're still working on it.
Not finished, huh?
No. Well, he doesn't have, believe this, sir, page one written yet.
Oh,
and it goes on in about a half an hour.
Well, I'll go back and tell him. That's
fine.
Yes, Bob and Ray?
Bob and Ray?
Bob and Ray here, yes.
Well, I have an idea. Why wouldn't he have them go on a trip, say, to Jersey, down to New Jersey?
Let me ask him. Chester?
Yes?
Someone just called in and suggested, why don't you have the backstages go on a trip, say, to southern New Jersey?
I don't think it'll work.
He doesn't think it'll work, sir.
Why not?
Why not, Chester?
Well, I just don't think it'll work, that's all. Do I have to give an explanation? If I thought it would work, I'd be typing on it right now.
It's something. You have nothing. You're going on the air in less than a half hour.
How about they go to Philadelphia?
How about Philadelphia, Chester?
No, he doesn't like that either.
Thank you very much for your interest, though, sir, and I appreciate you calling.
Well, what about some of the questions of the day, though?
Fluoridation.
Well, I don't know whether he wants to get into that. You want to get into fluoridation or any of that... controversial stuff.
That's an idea. Thank you.
He likes that idea. Maybe that'll be it.
And now we'll get to today's episode of Mary Backstage after this word.
What has peanut butter, nougat, and a layer of caramel too? All covered in real milk chocolate with peanuts through and through. It's Snickers chocolate peanut bar, no matter how you slice it. It comes up peanuts.
Yeah, Snickers, no matter how you slice it, it comes up peanuts. Enjoy a big, delicious Snickers. Or save when you get a bag full of fun-sized Snickers. You get so many bars in every bag, there's always lots of fun to go around. Fun-sized Snickers, like the big-sized Snickers, no matter how you slice them, they come up peanuts.
What has peanut butter, nougat, and a layer of caramel too? All covered in real milk chocolate, with peanuts through and through. It's Snickers chocolate peanut bar, no matter how you slice it. It comes up peanuts.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Today, Mary, Harry, Pop, Calvin, and Greg have arrived in London and are making their presence known at Buckingham Palace, preparatory to their command performance for the Queen. And at the palace gates, we hear...
Well, this certainly is the beginning or the end of a dream for me.
I never thought we'd be standing here waiting to be welcomed for a command performance.
Turn around, Calvin. You don't have a tie on.
Oh, you've got to wear a tie, Calvin. Do you have one in your pocket?
I have one in my back pocket.
Well, get it on. You don't want
to... Well, it'll be all wrinkled. Well, it's better than nothing. It's funny, I very rarely wear a tie, except for, like, when I appear before royalty.
And that, of course, would make this the first time.
That's right. Come to think of it, I've never appeared before any real royalty before.
Greg, did you ring up Mr. Trevelyan to let him know we were going to be coming by here this morning?
I'm not going in with you, I've decided. I have an engagement with a... push the doorbell and all.
Well, go ahead.
Then I'm going to go on downtown. I have an engagement with a producer here in London.
Oh, wonderful.
He's interested in presenting a backstage program on Mayfair.
Oh, say, that should be great. Well, Mayfair? Let's ring the bell.
What's that, the street? Well, it's like the Rialto.
Hey, that's a pleasant-sounding bell they have.
Sounds just like home to me.
Sure does. Makes you feel at home.
You know?
Hope someone hears it. Got a knock, just to be sure.
I think I'll run along.
Maybe they're... No, wait, Greg. The door's opening now. The gate's opening. I thought it was. My, isn't this beautiful?
Funny nobody's here to greet us. I suppose, they push a button and the door opens?
I guess so.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Greg Marlowe. I'm the Broadway producer who's secretly in love with Mary here. I've brought the backstages for their performance. You seem quizzical.
No, now I remember. You phoned me from Milan last week.
For a moment you had me scared. I thought you had forgotten.
No, I remember you, Greg, of course, and I'm happy to meet you backstage.
Let me ask you, Mr. Trevelyan, I have to run, but where do you know me from, anyway?
Well, I remember when you were here at Lord Brandishere's a couple of years ago. We met at a cocktail party he threw for you.
Gee, I don't recall that at all.
I don't think Greg was with us on that party, were you, Greg?
Well, he must have been.
He must have been. This man remembers it.
Right.
I'll go and see if the Queen will see you. Wait right here.
He's going to introduce us to the Queen now, I think. Certainly sounds like it.
You know what?
What?
I've forgotten my script. I don't have anything to read.
Well, we're not going to do the command performance today, Calvin.
Okay, follow me.
And so, Mary, Harry, Pop, Calvin, and Greg prepare for their meeting with the Queen. You want to be here next time when we'll hear Calvin say...
What's he mean? He's going to lock us up in a tower?
That's in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
So you can enjoy doing the things you like, Sears can help do the dirty work for you, like washing dishes. Right now at Sears, you can save $60 on Sears' most popular Kenmore dishwasher. Save $60 on the built-in model, now just $209.99. And save $60 on the portable model, now just $239.99. Each machine features a pot and pan cycle, plus a power miser switch to help you save on electricity. So get yourself a new Kenmore dishwasher and save and use Sears Easy Payment Plan.
Well, hi there, Bob and Ray.
Hi, Webb.
Say, this is your last program.
That's right. Winding it up today.
I was wondering now, will they sell the old organ here or what?
Oh, I imagine they will. That's that kind of goes with the studio.
Oh, I was wondering if they would break it down and sell it, like, in souvenirs, like they're selling parts of the Constitution up in Boston,
yeah,
you know.
I know they
old
are.
Ironsides.
Right, and they've done that with the propellers of other ships, too.
Yeah.
They made coins out of them. Maybe they could sell the keys of the organ as a thing. I never thought of it.
It's kind of over the hill, this old pipe organ.
Well, you got
maybe they ought to get a new one.
You got some mighty sweet music out of it over the past 3 years,
well,
young man.
I didn't come in here looking for compliments, although I know you're right.
Well, it's true, yes.
Yes.
Play it beautifully, and we've
certainly
had a lot of requests for you to play. Maybe you play a final goodbye song today in one of the hours.
Oh, I don't know. If I feel up to it, I might. Sure. Well, it's a nice day, in a way.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. And what else, what can I tell you?
Well, nothing. If you're the last program, that's it.
Right. And
all
we're
right.
Playing a few things that came to mind as being kind of fun the past
last
3 years.
What?
Last program, Mary. You
who
hadn't
said,
heard?
Who said so?
Well, I read it in the paper this morning. That's true.
Is that right?
That's right.
You're leaving?
Yes, yes.
Well, I better get down to the kitchen. Get
get
my
things
skillet.
Packed up, yes.
Get my skillet and everything.
All right, and while you do that, let's listen to this.
And this is Bob and Ray here at 4:30 at WOR, the talk of New York. And with the news now, here is Roger Skibitus.
Emergency Financial Control Board cannot approve transit contract. They're campaigning in Texas. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the WOR News, the 4:30 report. The New York State-dominated Emergency Financial Control Board this afternoon said it cannot approve the recently concluded contract between New York City transit workers and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in its present form. That is, containing provisions for a cost-of-living increase, which Attorney General Louis Lefkowitz had ruled violates a state law freezing the wages of New York City employees. Meanwhile, New York City's first Deputy Fire Commissioner, Stephen Murphy, has announced that 5 squad companies and 1 marine unit would be disbanded as of 9 tomorrow morning. The cutback will save the city fire department $3 million a year. 3 contenders were campaigning for votes in tomorrow's presidential primary in Texas. President Ford, who had been listed as an underdog, claimed today he is optimistic of defeating Ronald Reagan on the Republican ballot. Reagan again attacked Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and charged he's undercut the possibility of what Reagan called a just and orderly settlement in Rhodesia. And Democrat Jimmy Carter was urging Texas Democrats to vote for him instead of favorite son candidate Senator Lloyd Benson. And there you have it, the 4:30 report. Our next news as it happens, next scheduled news at 5 with John Scott, right here over WOR, Radio 710, The Talk of New York, 25 before 5. Here they are again, Bob and Ray.
Okay, Roger. Thank you, sir. And we'll just check the weather briefly. We'll be talking to Dr. Bob live, well, live on the telephone, as live as you can be, I guess, when he's over in New Jersey and we're here in New York. But briefly, tonight, mostly clear and cool, followed by increasing high cloudiness toward dawn. I think I might get up to watch that. It's always very interesting to see. A low between 48 and 54 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with rain overspreading our region from south to north in that direction during the afternoon and then continuing at night. The rain will be vertical coming down. Then continuing at night tomorrow night. For Sunday, windy, wet, and cool with a steady soaking rain. That should be good news for Stan Lomax and his tomato plants.
Oh, that's
what
right.
What are they going to mean yet?
I think he did last week.
It's 71 degrees here in clear Manhattan right now.
Very good. And it's 22 before 5. Time for a first look at traffic from Helicopter 710. Here's George Meade.
About 45 minutes worth of time checks right now over here on the east side. Flying along with Helicopter 710, along with my co-pilot this afternoon, Dan Field. The FDR drive in pretty good shape. Suspiciously good for a Friday afternoon rush hour. I guess everybody hears about the rain coming up this weekend. Maybe they're not heading out of town. They are heading out of Brooklyn on the upper BQE, very heavy up towards the Kosciuszko Bridge. Long Island Expressway, heavy outbound of the fairgrounds. You may want to come up the BQE and use the outbound Grand Central. Not starting at 4 o'clock at Shea, they're starting at 8 tonight, so things not too bad around the Shea Stadium area. Harlem River Drive, Deegan, very, very heavy because of earlier problems approaching the GW Bridge northbound, so no real choice to be made there. We'll take a look at the lower Brooklyn area and also around the Holland Tunnel. Looks like we got a fire over there for the next report. Bob and Ray?
Down here, just one late train at the moment. Conrail's 4:39 to Brewster is 13 minutes late, and it's now due at 6:30. I think that's in our honor, because we've made a lot of fun of that 4:39 to Brewster being late, as it was over the past 3 years, quite a number of times.
But then on the last year, though,
last
year's
been
really
much
shaped
better.
Up.
Well, it's late tonight, 13
yeah.
minutes. It's due at 6:30.
Okay.
And it's 19 before 5 o'clock. Mary, have you got your skillets and all of the things together you want to take?
Yes, I have them all packed now.
I'm sure you leave what belongs in the experimental kitchen.
They didn't have anything before I came here.
Oh, I thought they had it fairly well equipped.
No, it's all my equipment.
Okay.
No, they had nothing. Even just a window.
I remember one time we dropped in on you in your experimental kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the incident. We have it on tape if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, I hate to hear myself
bring
on
back
tape.
I think you had a sore throat that day.
I never sound like I think I sound.
Well,
you going to play it now?
Listen to this, yeah. I'm out in the hall outside Studio 2 with a long microphone lead, and we're heading toward the experimental kitchen, which is...
not too far down the hall
about
here.
About 15 feet, I'd say.
Get a little echo.
That's a long hall.
Yeah.
We're going to look in on Mary Magoon as she prepares our buffet table, which we rolled in about 5 o'clock. Right through here, I think. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hello. Oh, well, let me turn the TV on.
Bob and Ray. You have the TV on?
I'm watching a soap opera on television. I do that a lot when I'm out here in the experimental kitchen.
Wow.
You see, all kinds of trouble in that family. All kinds of trouble.
Yeah. We wanted to find out what you're preparing for the buffet table.
Well, we have the roast beef and the ham.
Mm,
and this
good.
Is the cake I'm just frosting now.
Oh, boy. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate devil's food cake, is that?
And with double Dutch icing on it, or frosting, whichever you want.
Boy.
It's real chocolate.
What do you, we want to get a little in-depth information from you.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy preparing most? Anything that's a favorite of yours down here?
Well, I like, of course, sauces are my specialty.
Roux?
Well, that's the basis of a lot of sauces. Bordelaise sauce, of course. You have to have a stock pot to make that.
Yes, sure.
But, no, I wouldn't say I have anything special I like to do. Would you like some wine?
Yes, I know you use a lot of that in the cooking down here.
Yes, you use a lot of...
have too much, and you do.
Use a lot of wine in my cooking,
well,
yes.
All of the people, of course, in the studio always look forward to the moment the table is a...
Well, we'll be along, certainly.
That's a pretty flower display you have there in the center of it today, too.
They're all phony flowers. Don't they look real?
They look very real. They're plastic flowers. Have gotten
better
and better over the years.
You can't tell them from the real thing, and all you have to do is dust them or rinse them under a hot faucet, hot water faucet.
Might mention, too, how well-equipped this experimental kitchen is. The WOR has gone to no expense to make this a place where you can be happy to.
We have all the things you need. We have good, heavy-duty dishwashers and ovens and refrigeration and things like that. It's really nice.
Now,
is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, we're going to have to leave the kitchen right now. It's 10 minutes of 5 and go back to the studio where I think they're just ready to set
up. About 5 after 5, we should be up there with all the food to put out on the table.
Very good.
Yeah, lots of folks have asked us, does Carmine have a last name?
He certainly does. It's Carmine Sayer, and he's been a good friend of ours during our 3 years here at WOR.
Certainly has. He's dropped in frequently. In fact, one of the first places he visited when he returned from his vacation one of the years was our studio, and we had this conversation with him.
Hi, Bob Ray. I'm back.
Hey! Well, it's good to see you, Carmine. We missed you. Did you have a good time? A good vacation?
It was a good vacation.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear what I did?
Sure would. We know you went to Europe, but that's about all, so fill us in.
First, I flew to Ireland to visit my relatives.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I hitchhiked to Duisburg, Germany.
Yeah.
And had some Wienerschnitzel.
Yeah.
And then I hopped a freight to Helsinki, Finland. And then I walked to Madagascar, France, to spend some time with a friend. And then I flew back to the Bronx.
Yeah.
The last few days of my vacation, I took the subway to Coney Island, where I met Kent Leinberger and Neil.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the vacation.
That was a fast one with plenty packed in, huh?
Yeah, a lot of fun, I guess, though, huh? And did you go to the beach or anything? Or?
Bob Ray,
yeah.
They were great.
Who?
You should have seen them on the beach doing calisthenics.
What, girls?
Kent and
with
Neil.
Bob
and
Ray sweatshirts on.
Oh. Well, what were they doing? What kind of calisthenics?
They were falling over each other. They couldn't even stand up.
Uh-oh.
They would keep falling down. It certainly was something to see.
Well, I can imagine. I'm
no afraid that when Neil and Kent get together on a trip to the beach, you got to expect trouble. Fireworks.
In hot weather like this.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's good to have you back, Carmine. And
we missed you, believe me.
Thanks, Bob and Ray. As they would say in French, adios.
And we're really going to miss Carmine, that's for sure. He was always a good friend of ours. We always had lots of fun with him. And he enjoyed it, too. Okay, now here on the phone we have Dr. Bob Harris, WORS staff meteorologist, to tell us about the weekend weather and other important things. Of course, we have a big derby tomorrow, too. What's it look like, Dr. Bob?
Well, Bob and Ray, I'm afraid I just can't accommodate anybody. We're going to pick up some rain. Our WOR forecast is calling for mostly clear weather, though, tonight for the folks who have evening plans. And tomorrow we'll wake up to a very gray Saturday here in the New York area. And it'll be windy, wet, and cool on Sunday with that storm system right on top of us. More rain on Sunday, perhaps ending during the afternoon, and a clearing trend after that, but not before the whole weekend, basically, will be engulfed in wet weather. And it's going to rain in Louisville, too. The Kentucky Derby will certainly have to contend with a good deal of shower activity. And, Bob and Ray, I just want to wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors and to just take the opportunity to thank you for being so nice to me every Friday afternoon here at this post.
Okay, Bob, thank you. It's been a joy to work with you, and good luck to you, too.
Thank you.
So long, Bob.
So long.
That word from the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico.
One time when Dr. Bob wasn't with us, I don't know whether he was on vacation or what, but Webley Webster sat in and did that weather for us.
Yes.
And it proves that you need a real meteorologist when it comes to weather. Let's play that tape of Mr. Webster now as he filled in for Dr. Bob Harris.
And I do have the estimable Webley Webster on the phone now. And, Webb, you understand you're kind of filling in for Dr. Bob Harris, the vacationing Dr. Bob Harris today, huh?
Hello, Bob and Ray. How are your wonderful audience?
They're just great. They're fine. And everybody here in the studio wants to be remembered to you.
Fine.
You're there at the weather station, I understand.
Yes, I am. I've been pouring over all the weather machines I have in here, and I'm all set to give it to you for
all
the
right,
weekend.
All right. Go right ahead. You got
okay.
All the time
Chesapeake in Bay, North of Point Lookout, and Lower Potomac. You'll have your northeasterly winds 5 to 15 knots this afternoon and tonight. And then for Chesapeake Bay, south to Point Lookout, northeasterly winds 5 to 15 knots this afternoon and tonight, and becoming northeast.
Does this have something to do with our New York weather, Webb? I imagine you're leading up to how that will tie in with what we're going to have, right?
The afternoon temperatures are just coming in here at the weather office now. Acapulco, it's clear, 88 degrees. In the Barbados, it's cloudy, 81. In Bogota, partly cloudy. I don't have a high on that, but I have a low of 54 degrees above arrival. And Freeport, partly cloudy, 82. Havana, partly cloudy, 82. For Kingston, it's clear, 91 Fahrenheit degrees.
Hello, Webb.
Yeah.
Does this all have a bearing on what we can look forward to this weekend? Because that's what Dr. Bob tells us. You know, what's going on in New York.
He does it his way, and I do it my way. You send me down here to do it, let me do it.
All right, young man. Go ahead.
Mexico City, there's a haze, and it's 70 degrees. moving along to the Delaware Bay.
Oh, come on, Webb.
Winds easterly in the Delaware Bay. Hello.
Yes, I'm
Delaware
right
Bay. Easterly 5 to 15 knots this afternoon. The weather will be periods of snow ending over the Delaware Bay today. Cloudy tonight.
Listen, Webb, excuse me, just a minute. Just a minute, Webb.
Oh, hello there. How are you wonderful listeners?
Oh, they're just great. And now I guess you've got things worked out, so we'll get a little bit of weather that pertains more to our area.
For Western Pennsylvania, you'll have your mostly cloudy this afternoon and tonight with a chance of snow flurries out that way.
That's
a few
better.
Random temperature readings. Amsterdam at 1 o'clock was 52 degrees and cloudy. In your Copenhagen, at 1 o'clock, it was 41 degrees, and we had fog in Copenhagen.
We did. Well, I don't know whether people
and
really
Moscow,
want to hear this.
At 3 o'clock, it was 23 degrees and clear. And let me see.
Anything around Connecticut? Or?
Oh, yeah, I have that. Winnipeg, sunny, and I don't know, we had a low of 15, a high of 15 and a low of 0.
Uh-huh.
In your Halifax, it was sunny, and we had a high of 15 and a low of 5, I believe. I can't quite make this out.
Okay, do you want to sign off with Dr. Bob Harris as usual? Goodbye.
So long until tomorrow.
Okay, and the news is coming up, and then more Bob and Ray, hour two of this last program over WOR New York and RKO General Station. It's 5 o'clock.
Right, John, and this is our last program here at WOR, and we're reliving some memories.
And we're going to have one from our Bob and Ray Hit Parade, the famous second act finale to the Backstage's Broadway production of Westchester Furioso, right after this.
Refined, tight, well-finished, and most of all, intelligent. That's Road and Track magazine describing the Lancia Beta sedan. Now, intelligent isn't a word often used to describe an automobile, but it's a word that characterizes Lancia. And if you compare the Lancia to an expensive European luxury car like the Mercedes or the usual mass-produced Detroit status symbol, or is that Mercedes? I never know how to pronounce that. It certainly is intelligent, the intelligent alternative. Now, Lancia comes with front-wheel drive, a 5-speed transmission, a fully independent suspension, 4-wheel disc brakes, and everything else. The Lancia Beta Coupe is just $7,510 port of entry, while the sedan is substantially less. Inland transportation, dealer preparation, local taxes, and license fees are additional. Lancia, the intelligent alternative, a division of Fiat. See your local New York Metropolitan Lancia dealer. In the Bronx, see Martin Motor Sales at 2100 Jerome Avenue. In New Jersey, see Levine Motor Corporation, 325 Maple Avenue in Red Bank.
In your hat, my Lily Dashay.
Hit, of course, in your hat from the Backstage's Westchester Furioso.
Over this past 3 years, we've taken quite a few phone calls, it seems, and this is one that stands out in our memory. And let's see if anyone has a gripe or a question or something on their mind at the other end of our live phone lines here in Studio 2. Hello, Bob and Ray.
Yes, is this the program where I call to get advice?
Well, we've given advice
at
in time. Sir, we don't have too much time here. Go right ahead.
All right, well, now here's pretty much my situation. I have a home up here in Scarsdale, free and clear.
Right.
And I inherited several tax-free bonds,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I own a condominium.
How long have you owned that house, incidentally?
Over 25 years.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're in good shape.
It's increased in value tremendously. I own a condominium in the Canary Islands, and I have a six-figure income from stock holdings.
Money in the bank?
Yes, I maintain about $80,000-$90,000 in interest-bearing savings accounts.
Well, we got to move. What's your problem, sir?
How often should I rotate my tires on my rolls?
And here's George Meade.
Your friend and advisor up in the sky to tell you that the Long Island Expressway is still heavy going out to Queens and most of the way out, and all lanes are open. Now, if you take the Grand Central, it's not too bad getting down through Q, but heavy east of that point. And if you get on this Whitestone Expressway, you'll find it slow from Q all the way up towards the Whitestone Bridge, and Frog's Neck is also heavy northbound.
By the way, this is Bob and Ray, our last program here at WOR.
Yeah.
Another hour to go after the 6 o'clock news with Roger Skibinus, I guess. WOR New York and RKO General Station.
You'll find a lot of arguments today about what's the best airline to fly to Europe. But you'll find no arguments about what's the best plane. It's a big, roomy 747. Coincidentally, this spring, Pan Am will be scheduling only 747s to Europe, which may end all the arguments about what's the best airline.
Pan Am has daily service to Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama. See your travel agent or call Pan Am for reservations. And it's time for the 6:30 news, and then we'll be back to wrap things up. Here's Roger Skibinus over WOR Radio, the talk of New York.
A report, Jackson getting out of campaign, and Kerry campaign records subpoenaed. Good evening, everyone. This is the 6:30 WOR report. Is Henry Jackson on the way out? The answer may be forthcoming tomorrow when, according to the Reuters News Service, the senator from Washington will announce he's dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. It was confirmed this evening that special corruption prosecutor Maurice Najjari has subpoenaed all of the finance records associated with Hugh Carey's 1974 New York gubernatorial campaign and that the documents have been handed over. One of the most familiar figures in American broadcasting, veteran newsman Lowell Thomas, announced this evening that he's giving up his evening newscast after 46 years. Thomas, who is 84, says his final broadcast will be next Friday. The editor of the 6:30 News, William Buckley, Roger Skibinus reporting. Our next news as it happens, next scheduled news at 8 with John Scott, right here over WOR, the talk of New York. 23 minutes before 7. And it's time for Bob and Ray.
Say, Roger, we want to tell you, too, here on our last program at WOR, how much pleasure it's been working with you over these past 3 years. We've enjoyed every minute of it, and we've had lots of fun together.
Well, it's the same here, as I'm sure you're aware. And we'll miss you.
Yeah, we'll certainly miss you, Roger.
Corvette's annual Tire Spectacular is an event you can't afford to miss. Over 300,000 tires now at low money-saving prices. Corvette's prices start at $21 for wide Husky 4-ply tires, 40,000-mile steel-belted radials, low as $39, all prices plus federal tax, tires installed free. Come to Corvette's Tire and Auto Centers this week for the tire you want and the price you've been waiting for. But hurry, the sale ends Saturday.
All right,
and what's the weather?
Well, let me tell you, it's not too good. It's pleasant now, but don't let it fool you. Clear and pleasant this evening, and then clouding up later tonight, with occasional rain developing during midday tomorrow. A low between 50 and 55 tonight, and a high in the low 60s tomorrow. And then the rain tomorrow night, with a low in the mid-50s. Incidentally, it's going to rain, too, for the Kentucky Derby, Dr. Bob tells us. And then occasional showers likely on Sunday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And the current New York temperature, where it's clear now, 71 degrees.
And our final look at traffic for the day from George Meade.
The Harlem River Drive and Major Deegan are both pretty heavy from the Triber up towards the GW Bridge. The Deegan's so slow it's backing up the Willis Avenue Bridge. LIE still tight to the fairgrounds. Grand Central getting a little slow in and around the Shea Stadium area. It's a while before game time, but some people are heading out. Look for Freddie on Monday morning. I'll be back on Monday afternoon. And Bob Ray, speaking for myself and Fred, we enjoyed it very much. Gave us a lot to smile about in between reports. And we'll miss you. And we wish you the best of luck. And I'll still vote for Wally Ballou.
Okay, George, it's been a real pleasure working with you and, of course, with Fred, and continued good luck.
Okay, the only thing down here is that late train to Brewster, Conrail's 4:39, is 13 minutes late. It's now due at 6:30.
From the
the 24th floor, overlooking Times Square. It's music by Kent Lyle Birdley and his Bob and Ray Tea Time Orchestra.
Take it on out, fellas.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Hey, Kent, that was terrific. Very good. What was that called? Do you have any idea?
It was a waltz, Ray.
Okay.
We've got a number of those, and we just go by the... That was waltz 75.
All right.
We don't go by... We played the Lichtensteiner polka yesterday.
Yeah, folks like that one.
Did the phone light up after?
Yeah, it did. A lot of people like polkas, you know.
A lot didn't, too.
Uh-huh.
I think we might as well give both sides the...
Well, it's nice to bring back live dance music in the afternoon this way, and I know that people appreciate what we're trying to do here.
Well, on behalf of the boys and myself, I want to thank you for the chance, and we'll be right here whenever you need a little music.
What's that sticking out of your hip pocket there?
It's in the brown paper bag.
Yeah. I'm sorry I brought it up. It's time now that we get to work.
That was a little colloquy between... You, mostly, Ray, and
yeah.
Kent Lyle Birdley, who couldn't be here today for this final program in our series. He's not feeling too well.
And he's emotional.
He
can't stand goodbyes. He likes hellos.
Easily.
It's like my dog. He'll greet you, but he hates to see you go. He just turns his back when I go out the door. He can't stand goodbyes.
But anyway, Kent sends his best and says he hopes we'll be hearing from him over the airwaves real soon. And we wouldn't want to forget the trophy train, which we've had out the past... 2 or 3 years, Wally Ballou and its manager, Mr. Gilmore, and here's one of the Ballou reports. I think we're ready for our report from Mr. Ballou.
Well, let me get this. This is Bob and Ray here, Studio 2, yes. Wally Ballou standing by? Okay, we'll call him in. Where is he? Red Bank? All right, thank you for calling Bob and Ray. Wally Ballou is standing by in Red Bank. Boy, that scared me. In Red Bank, New Jersey. Come in, please. Wally Ballou.
Red Bank, New Jersey. This is Wally Ballou. As our trophy train rests on a siding just on the outskirts of town. Mr. Gilmore, how are tricks and what's going on here as we visit the people of beautiful Red Bank?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. We don't have too many tricks here. We have, of course, the... Sideshow, which is a new addition this year.
Right,
and we have the local entertainment. But as for tricks, we probably will have a magician coming along a little bit later. I don't know if that's what you mean.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant, how's everything going? Is
because,
the business good?
When you ask me how's tricks, I always love them. I don't think there's anybody in the country who appreciates the magician. And more than I do. Now, I like a good impersonator, too. I could sit and watch a fellow, impersonate people all evening.
Right.
And yet, I could also watch a magician all night. So it's pretty much
I think
much
a lot
impossible.
Of us are that way, too. I've always had an interest in magic and prestidigitation like that.
I beg your pardon?
I've always had an interest in magic and prestidigitation.
I suppose that's a fancy word for magic, is it?
Sleight of hand.
Uh-huh. Well, whenever you say how's tricks, it conjures up a whole picture of me sitting there watching a magician, and I could just love it.
Yeah, take
now,
a card.
All right.
Don't show it to me.
No, it's the ace of spades.
Put it back in the thing. Is it ace of spades?
Yes, it is.
Boy, I can still do it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know if that's such a good trick because...
That's about it for this first report of the afternoon. I should be calling in later with more of the entertainment, the excitement, and the stuff that goes on here on the trophy train today in Red Bank. Wally Ballou, good day. Need a car rental? Olin's Rent-A-Car has unlimited free mileage rates, daily, weekly, weekend. That's Olin's LT1-6161. LT1-6161.
Well, now, let's see. We have made a practice here at the old Bob and Ray Show. This being our last program, we're reviewing some of what things that we did that we enjoyed. And we presented a lot of city and community songs, you remember?
Yeah.
And shall we review some of those now?
A couple of weeks ago, we had a nice note from Miss Winkler in Brooklyn enclosing some sheet music that she said had been in the family piano bench for at least 50 years. It's called My Brooklyn, Tribute to the Great Borough.
It was copywritten in 1927, words by Dr. D. DeWaltoff, music by William M. Whale.
Right. She didn't know anything about the composers, but Miss Winkler said she did. Remember, her father brought the music home from a medical dinner in the 20s. So that was a doctor who wrote The words, huh?
Some of the words. For instance, if Brooklyn is a good old place, where to live and work and rest, where to see a smiling face and enjoy your life at best. Other towns you can search, where to lead a jolly good life, but Brooklyn's home, and school and church is the place for kids and wife. That was, of course, the thing. Now the refrain. Brooklyn, my Brooklyn, good Brooklyn, oh ho. Brooklyn, old Brooklyn, great Brooklyn, din, din, din. Brooklyn, sweet Brooklyn, dear Brooklyn, and then, oh, excuse me, just talk. Shut up? Okay.
Well, anyway, we thank her for the music, Miss Winkler, and it brings to mind our city songs, because there's no record of that. They weren't making records like that way in 1927, I don't think. But we haven't played Cleveland for quite a while, and that always pleases the folks
Brooklyn,
from there.
My Brooklyn, good Brooklyn. Oh, Brooklyn, oh, Brooklyn. I better stop.
So here's the Vic Stewart combo and Les Adair and the best location in the nation.
It's the best location in the nation. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. It's the spot in the state of Ohio. That's for sure, I know you'll agree. It's the best location in the nation. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. If you look on the map of Ohio,
take a look at the map of the United States and you'll find Connecticut.
Take a look at the map of Connecticut and you'll see the place of my birth.
It's the grandest place on earth.
Our smoked sausage is so grand.
Hillshire Farm, yeah, that's the brand.
Hillshire Farm.
And it's just like the sausage we used to make in the old country. Hillshire Farm smoked sausage has that good old world flavor.
Hickory smoke to make it good. Flavor from the hickory wood. Have some soon.
You really should.
Hillshire Farm.
Imagine that.
Yes, imagine that. It's time again for cooking out. You want a real treat to serve your family and friends? Well, try Hillshire Farm Polska Kielbasa, cooked over red-hot charcoal on the family grill this weekend. For free recipes featuring Hillshire Farm Polska Kielbasa, just send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Hillshire Farm, W.O.R., New York 10018. Now, Hillshire Farm Polska Kielbasa is available at Finest, Pioneer, Royal Farms, Two Guys, Trun Stores, and all other supermarkets in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
And here's something we'll miss doing after tonight, introducing Stan Lomax with all of the sports.
And good evening, everyone. This is one of those rare days in spring when the sport discussions veer from the routine of baseball and hockey and basketball down to Churchill Downs, the racetrack, which is on the outskirts of Louisville. It's the 102nd annual Kentucky Derby Eve. However, the race is not the complete story for this weekend. There are two vital basketball games in the National Association playoffs this evening. The World's Heavyweight Boxing Championship is at stake down in Landover, Maryland, and the collegians are hitting the home stretch in their baseball, lacrosse, track, and other activities. And the Major League Baseball, well, we have 11 games, every one of them to be played this evening. Here in town, the Mets will have the first home night game of the season in Shea Stadium. They played night games on the road. And over in the American League, there'll be several games played tonight, too. There'll be four contests, and that's not counting the one between the New York Yankees and a game being played out in Kansas City. The Boston Red Sox are down in fourth place in the East, and they're on a three-game losing streak. And that's our story for another day. But, however, before we toss it back to Bob and Ray, is the traditional lock King of the Gates to Studio 2 ceremony coming up. And as you know, this is the final parade for the guards. They'll be accompanying Bob and Ray in their new fields of endeavor. All of us here at WOR wish Bob and Ray everything good as they leave us. And now, across the drawbridge, here come the guards.
And here they come for the last time, the Bob and Ray uniformed guard, to officially close and seal. This studio door will not be opened on Monday.
That's
Bob
right.
And Ray will not be here.
We'll be using another studio then. We want to thank all of the people who've helped us over the past 3 years. Our producer, director Bob Tiley, and Jim Murray on occasion. Our engineers, Ron Harper, Herb Squire, Al Schaefer, Barney Beck, Al April, Cornell Brown, Art Bompain, Ron Sims, Joe Janisse, Herb Gillies, and Ron Sims. I guess I said him twice. And, of course, our music expert, with great help, John McCarthy.
And I think we should mention that as you brought us
right.
Here to WOR in the first place.
Right.
Okay, well, that's it, and we'll see you again somewhere. Have a good weekend, everybody.
An old well! Ask off the case by the center. Quick, box!
Goodbye, goodbye. I wish you all a last goodbye. Goodbye.
And this is WOR New York, an RKO General Station.